Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. Ladies and gentlemen, in 1978, I received a letter from the Executive Secretary of the National Association of Life Insurance Companies, which I served on the board of directors of. And they put some facts together that I want to pass along to you. They wanted me to know that 1 billion seconds ago, the first atomic bomb had not yet been exploded. 1 billion minutes ago, Christ was still on earth. 1 billion hours ago, men were still living in caves. Yet, $1 billion ago, in terms of government spending, well, that was just yesterday. Now, that was, ladies and gentlemen, in 1978, and I just checked to see how long it takes us now to spend $1 billion. Well, how about 2.5 hours ago? Now, I would like to share a few thoughts with you that I got out of a magazine a few years ago. And the first one is called Sound Advice. As a youngster, Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister whose famous oratory skills would inspire a nation during World War II, spent 3 years struggling to complete the 8th grade because he couldn't master English. So it was a bit ironic that many years later, he was asked to address the commencement exercises at England's prestigious Oxford University. The crowd was wildly enthusiastic as Churchill, carrying his usual props, a cigar, a cane, and a top hat, he approached the podium. No doubt they were thinking of his many wartime addresses and wondering what great words of wisdom he would share. Dignity personified, he gently placed his top hat on the podium and removed the cigar from his mouth. Then he shouted, "Never give up!" A few seconds passed, deathly quiet, and the Prime Minister raised himself up onto his toes, and he shouted even more vehemently, "Never give up!" Then he picked up his hat, his cane, his cigar, and left. What greater message could he have given those young people that day? Never give up. Here's a few other little quips and thoughts. One is on happiness. The only happy people I know are the ones who are working well at something they consider important. That was a statement made by Abraham Maslow, a psychologist. And then there's one on value. Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. Albert Einstein, scientist. Then wisdom. I don't think much of a man who is not wiser today than he was yesterday. Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, said that. And then here's one on patience. I'm extraordinarily patient, provided I get my own way in the end. Margaret Thatcher, British Prime Minister. And finally, one on success. So far today, God, I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy or grumpy, nasty or selfish, or overindulgent. But in a few minutes, I'm going to get out of bed, and I'm probably going to need a lot more help from you. That is an author unknown, and it's pretty clever. Well, immigration is on everybody's mind now. And back on May 4th of 2010, I decided to put my thoughts on immigration on paper. And so I did a paper called Immigration Reform. My thoughts on solving this challenge to benefit America and its future citizens. There are three issues to consider and contend with regarding immigration. One is securing the border. Two, legal immigration. And three, illegal immigration. First, securing the border. I believe it is an absolute necessity to secure the border in a fashion that makes it virtually impossible to enter the country illegally. Security of the border is necessary for the security of our country and the peace of mind of all citizens. Immigration reform is not possible without border security. And then there's legal immigration. Once this is achieved, then I suggest we continue to permit legal immigrants to enter on work permits with the freedom to return to their country and back to America as they wish. They need not apply for citizenship if they wish to go back and forth to earn money. They must agree to abide by our laws and pay income taxes on their earnings. They will be permitted to take a driver's exam and qualify for a license once they can speak and read English. No free benefits of any kind will be granted them. Their permission to be in this country will be as a foreign guest for the purpose of employment. If they wish to become a U.S. citizen, they must apply and complete all requirements. All the same rules would apply to those applying for citizenship as the immigrant worker or until they are declared a citizen. If any immigrant commits a felony against our country or one of its citizens, they should be deported immediately with no possibility of ever returning legally. If the felony reaches the level that a judge or jury determines they must pay a greater penalty than deportation, they may be imprisoned or executed as the judge deems fair. Rape, murder, or terrorism would be automatic severe punishment. Any prison sentence must be served without the possibility of parole and then deportation upon their release. Illegal immigration. Some of these illegal immigrants are bad people and were criminals in their own country and or have committed crimes in America as well. Depending on the severity of the crime, they must be dealt with according to the law, with the least punishment being deportation. It is my opinion that most illegal immigrants are and have been law-abiding. We should not reward them with amnesty, but we should provide them with an avenue to report to authorities and register as a worker or apply for citizenship, whichever they desire. It would be foolish and counterproductive to try mass deportation. It would be more logical to give notification of a grace period, say like 6 months, in which they would have a chance to register, and if they do not comply, they should then be deported as they are caught. We have to reverse the incentive system that currently exists. Currently, we give them an incentive to come here legally and illegally. Immigrants, both legal and illegal, are rewarded with benefits such as school for their children, medical services at emergency rooms, citizenship for their babies born here, and other government benefits. First and foremost, no special benefit should be granted to a person or family member of said person for breaking into your house. And I mean house as country. This country is our house, and they are breaking into it. We do not want to reward an illegal act. Anchor Babies was authorized by Congress in 1868, and the intent was to grant citizenship to babies born in the U.S. whose parents were slaves. Slaves were not immigrants or lawbreakers. They were captured or purchased and brought to America against their will. Therefore, it was the appropriate thing to do to enable their offspring born against their will on American soil to become citizens. When an immigrant meets qualifications for citizenship, then their progeny will be granted citizenship simultaneously. All immigrants who register to apply for citizenship may enroll their children in public school when they have learned to speak English. This is America. We speak English. If you wish to be an American, prove it by learning English. Any registered immigrant will be allowed to purchase health insurance. There will be no free health care. No fine will be given the illegal immigrants who voluntarily register. The incentive will be to register, not hide. The penalty for not registering will be deportation and a ban for life. Ladies and gentlemen, the next subject that I'd like to cover with you is an article that I wrote many years ago when I was chairman of the board of a life insurance company, and this is called A Message from the Chairman. Success in selling should be a certainty. It does not require a super person with great intellect and bubbling personality. If it did, most companies would be pretty small today, because the majority of every big company's sales are made by Mr. or Mrs. Average Person. Average people who are uncommon in their desire to achieve and a willingness to work are always the sales leaders on a consistent basis. This average person goes through the company's training program for new representatives and decides to do exactly what is recommended in the training. They understand that the training is based upon what successful agents always have done. They just believe that what they are taught, as simple as that may seem, must work. Why else would the company invest so much time and resources teaching it? Most agents believe that they know more than the company and do not do what it takes to be successful and earn the kind of money they say they want to earn. They sometimes work hard, but not smart. This usually ends in frustration, depression, and the lack of sufficient sales and earnings of which they are capable. However, our dedicated average person usually enjoys excellent sales and the resulting recognition and praise. Generally, this is followed by a few murmurs about being lucky. Lady Luck usually shines on them at 7 a.m. while they are making an early presentation, as others are just getting out of bed. Lady Luck usually shines on them at 10 p.m. when they are wrapping up a sale while others are at home watching sports or movies. Lady Luck usually shines on them while they are making calls and on prospects on Saturday while others are golfing or enjoying other forms of entertainment designed to assure mediocrity in typical salespeople. Yes, they are lucky. They're lucky that they believe in the training provided and lucky that their priorities are focused toward achievement. They generate business the hard way through work, calls, and presentations, following the company's work plans and guidelines provided in the training program. They follow up on potential clients. They stay in contact. They write thank you grams and remind the client of their interest and their service. They let them know they appreciate their business and their referrals. Above all, they understand that sales success does not come to the idle, the wisher, the thinker, or the braggart. It comes to those who do what they're taught and those who look for ways to succeed rather than excuses to justify their acceptable failure. They understand that you must prime the pump before you get water from it. You've got to put in before you can take out. If you want the earnings and prestige of a truly successful salesperson or sales manager, all you have to do is be average with an uncommon desire to achieve and a willingness to work for it. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network Podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. You know, if you are a conservative, then you will want to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. If you are not a conservative, then you need to listen to the Old Glory Network podcast. Call your friends and relatives. Encourage them to listen, and then discuss the content together. Do your part to keep Old Glory great for your kids and grandkids. If you love America, then help us keep it. And remember this, you can order Kevin Dale Ahart's music on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, or Amazon. Or if you would like to order his complete album of Cowboy's Revenge, you can do so at Texana Records at info@krwoodproductions.com or by calling area code 512-203-7921. Also, K.R. Wood himself has some great cowboy music and Western history. Ask about those when you call. And be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information. And happy trails till we meet again.